The verdict in Kwame Kilpatrick's federal corruption trial was a victory for Detroit U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid's office. There was a celebratory air at McQuaid's post-verdict press conference, but McQuaid says Kwame Kilpatrick's crimes were serious and had serious consequences.
One juror said that she is a Detroiter and voted for Kwame Kilpatrick for mayor twice herself, but that the evidence that she saw in this case made her stomach turn. And while Kwame Kilpatrick enjoyed a lavish lifestyle, he watched the quality of life erode for the people of Detroit.
McQuaid says Kilpatrick didn't lead the city, he looted it. But he ended up looting a city that was already coming apart financially when he took office in 2002.
If I had been the mayor during those two terms of Kwame Kilpatrick, I could not have stemmed the tide.
That's Joe Harris. He served most recently as Benton Harbor's emergency financial manager. But he worked for the city of Detroit for years as auditor general and then as chief financial officer. Harris says the magnitude of Detroit's financial problems were evident as early as the 1990s or before, and he raised alarm starting around then, but nobody was listening. And then, starting with Kilpatrick's administration,
the mayor would borrow money. He borrowed over $500 million during his term.
That led to Detroit amassing a substantial amount of debt rather than fixing its systemic problems. But Harris says those problems were really too big for one mayor, or anyone really, to fix by themselves. They're the natural result of a city that has suffered blow after blow since the 1950s. Massive population loss, all kinds of disinvestment, and across-the-board mismanagement.
This was a tsunami that was going to come one way or the other. It had to come.
Corruption certainly doesn't help in a situation like that. But just like Kilpatrick didn't create Detroit's financial mess, he didn't invent corruption in City Hall either. In fact, his trial may not even be the biggest mayoral corruption episode in Detroit history. That honor might belong to Richard Redding, who was embroiled in a sordid scandal that broke open in 1940.
Not only the mayor, but the police chief, the Wayne County prosecutor, and about 150 other officials were found guilty of various things. There was certainly a culture of corruption then.
That's Bill McGraw. He's co-author of the Detroit Almanac, and he covered the city for the Detroit Free Press for over 30 years. Redding ended up in jail. So did former Detroit Mayor Louis Mariani, who was convicted of tax evasion in the late 1960s. So corruption and even imprisoned mayors aren't anything new in Detroit history. But McGraw says,
Kilpatrick certainly awakened any sort of sleeping corruption beasts that were hanging around City Hall.
It's likely that in this week that we finally learned Kwame Kilpatrick's fate, we'll also learn Detroit's larger fate. Governor Snyder will almost certainly appoint an emergency financial manager for the city. McGraw calls this convergence of events an amazing coincidence. But more than that, he says they're a sad illustration of Detroit's downward spiral.
These aren't footnotes to history. These are really main events in Detroit history that people are going to be talking about for a long time.
But, McGraw adds, maybe the Kilpatrick case has gotten to the roots of public corruption in Detroit. And maybe an emergency manager will be able to tackle the huge systemic problems of which Detroit's finances are just a symptom. That may seem like a long shot. But in today's Detroit, it's the best anybody can hope for. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.